Good morning. This is The Burner. I am James Butler, and it is the miserably early hour of 6:08 a.m. here in a still dark Novara Towers. Here is the key news for today and from over the weekend. There are a million missing voters, but are they coming out to play? Analysis from the Joseph Rowntree Foundation, published in The Observer this weekend, says there are as many as 1.2 million low-income voters who didn't vote in 2017, but are planning to vote this time around. The analysis says their priorities might spin the election the other way. They care about Brexit, and a majority of them voted Leave, but they care about council housing, secure tenure, and benefits much, much more. The research suggests this electorate could be vital in up to 40 seats. Now, Labour will be salivating over this group. They have a polling advantage among them. But electoral nerds, like me, know there are always missing voters, and it's hard to find them, and harder still to turn people out. Now, the party will hope its People Power's election campaign can make sure they're registered and then get them to the polls on the 12th. With the registration deadline just over 2 weeks away, Labour door knockers will need to be wearing out their shoes, and Momentum might just be thinking about how to have persuasive conversations with these voters. The Tory fake news machine cranked into action over the weekend, plucking a simply bonkers figure from the deranged imaginations of Tory strategists and briefing it to the press, then claiming Labour would bankrupt the country. The Sunday Times dutifully ran it on their front page, despite it being debunked on page two. Pliant and uncritical, the British press? Surely not. But the wheels came off anyway, as interviewers noted the Tories had provided, well, no numbers at all. Kwasi Kwarteng squirmed, interviewers harumphed, and Tories could provide no numbers of their own. But they were still pushing it last night. They think it's useful as a smear to create fear. So expect that argument to continue today. But on the Treasury, Sajid Javid is said to have challenged John McDonnell to a debate. The gossip flying around is that McDonnell absolutely leapt at the opportunity. Now it looks like Javid is dragging his feet. Could it be that he's worried about the optics of Deutsche Bank Ayn Rand fanboy going up against jumper-wearing socialist uncle with a mind like a steel trap? I couldn't possibly comment. Details from the Intelligence Committee's report into subversion of UK democracy began to leak this weekend. The report, suppressed by the Tories until after the election, apparently raises concerns about links between Boris Johnson, the Conservative Party, and a host of Russian oligarchs. That story is likely to fizzle away all week and may even begin to undermine the Tories on national security. But the Labour Party is staying closer to the issues that cut much, much closer to home. Today it launches an incredibly ambitious plan to tackle the emerging mental health crisis among young people. The party pledges qualified counsellors in every school, in every community, across the country to make real change to kids' mental health. With over 100,000 children referred to a mental health specialist failing to receive treatment, and only 3 in 10 able to access specialist services last year, this is an undoubtedly major emerging health crisis. Now, Corbyn calls it, quote, a vital investment in the lives of our young people, an investment in our country's mental health. But politically, it's much, much more than that. It draws the link between a decade of gutting the social fabric and the troubles that so many young people now suffer, and that anyone who has or who knows a kid in school is aware of. Now, importantly too, politically, it's not about wringing hands. Labour strategists know that no one ever won an election by whinging. Instead, they're saying, your life and the life of your kids can change, and here's how. On polling movements over the weekends, polls have seen a small but real Labour gain as the election begins to repolarise voters. That's a move on average of about 1.6%. But the real question for me is what's happening with the Brexit Party. They have a rally planned in Hartlepool at midday today and in Sedgefield at 7 p.m. But secret talks were being conducted between Farage and Johnson this weekend via a middleman. We'll keep an eye on that. Ahead of us today, Michael Gove has gone on the attack in today's Times over migration. He is attacking Labour on free movement and scaremongering about foreign criminals. Expect migration to heat up as a political fight throughout this campaign. Wrangling begins at the top of the Labour Party over exactly what will be in the manifesto ahead of the Clause 5 meeting this weekend, where it's all thrashed out. Notably, John McDonnell nodded in the direction of universal basic income pilots in an interview with The Independent yesterday. The Institute for Fiscal Studies is starting to make noises about the social care time bomb. In what could become a vital election issue, the think tank says local councils, which have suffered from swingeing cuts over the past 10 years, will need at least an extra $1.6 by 2024 just to keep a basic level of service. Their director is on Radio 4 at 8:30 this morning. The issue of the day, that looks like it will be pushing on children's mental health spending just as Labour tries to force the focus onto the real effects of Tory cuts. The Tories, meanwhile, are pushing a policy to end prosecutions of soldiers who have committed historic murders and human rights abuses, especially in the north of Ireland. But doesn't this mean that they'll have to withdraw from the European Convention on Human Rights? Should we trust Priti Patel with our human rights? Watch that today. You can head over to Navarra Media to sign up to Aaron Bastani's new newsletter. It will go higher, looking at polling, punditry, and much more. That's out, first edition, today. Now, here's a plea. As we go on producing this briefing, I want to hear from you. Tell me all about the issues, campaigns, and mobilizations going on in your part of the UK. I want stories, concerns, and anything else. Just send them to me at james@navarramedia.com. That's it. This is The Burner. I'll see you tomorrow. This broadcast is brought to you by Navarra Media. Go to support.navarramedia.com.